This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to WRFL Lexington, 88.1 FM, all the way to the left on your radio dial. Thanks for everybody for listening to this past episode of Philosophy Bakes Bread. That was episode number 25. And on today's show, we have actually one more short little episode that we call a breadcrumb. And it was something that which came from this episode with Dr. Andy Davis Weber. So I'll, without further ado, I'll let the show take itself away. How about that? Welcome, everyone, to a special short edition of Philosophy Bakes Bread, which we call a breadcrumb.
Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble.
Philosophy Bakes Bread is a production of the Society of Philosophers in America. In our breadcrumb episodes, we're going to include either little snippets from past episodes that got cut off of the loaf of previous episodes, or something interesting and special like this episode.
That's right. We may include more responses to your feedback that we received on Twitter at PhilosophyBB, Facebook at PhilosophyBakesBread, or by email at PhilosophyBakesBread@gmail.com. In today's breadcrumb, I want to thank a few people who've reached out to us, and then to play a funny moment that occurred in Dr. Andy Davis Weber's episode that if you've just been listening on the radio, you may have just heard it. If not, that's episode 25, and this breadcrumb will be episode 26 in the podcast. Anthony and I, in talking with Annie, recorded episode 25, and there was a pretty funny, lighthearted moment at the end. We'll come back to that in just a second. On Twitter, I want to mention a couple of pieces of feedback we got. First of all, thank you to Thomas O'Connor, who wrote to us saying, "My philosophy major taught me how to be happy through seeking spiritual serenity and filling my heart with love." That's a pretty lovely message, literally and metaphorically. Anyway, the next message was from Marnie HW on Twitter, which is Hughes Warrington, a professor at Australian National University. So down under, had the following wonderful thing to say about episode 8 of the show, which was just one of the episodes that we brought up on social media to say, hey, everybody, if you haven't listened to it, you need to hear this episode. That was with Dr. Shane Cortland on the subject of selfish ethics. And Marnie wrote, "Funny and engaging introduction to selfish ethics by Philosophy BB," meaning the at Philosophy BB, our Twitter handle. Well, thank you so much, Marnie. I really appreciate it. And we really appreciate the feedback that we get. As I said, folks, we have a short little funny moment from this episode. You may have caught that when we were concluding the episode, Dr. Anthony Cascio said something perhaps a bit funny when he was talking about social media and how we want to hear from you guys. We're a radio show which, broadcasts outwards, but there's no reason you can't reach out to us. I mean, in the old school way of doing things, you'd have to write in maybe somewhere if you could find an address for something. But today we plaster our social media addresses everywhere. You can find us online at philosophybakesbread.com, and we've got all kinds of social media and email and phone numbers there that you can call in order to reach out to us and leave us a message. Well, this time around, instead of saying two-way communication, which is what we're used to saying, Anthony said that we can have three-way communication, which was just a little funny. So here's that clip, and then I'll play you the clip where Anthony and I where Annie and I and Anthony chuckle a little bit about that moment.
We want to take advantage of the fact that we have powerful social media that allow two-way communication, maybe even three-way communication.
So here's the outtake with Dr. Andy Davis Weber, Dr. Anthony Cascio, and myself, Dr. Eric Weber. Thank you, Anthony. Get home to Miranda. It's 10 o'clock. Sorry, dude.
I'm sorry. Thanks.
I tried to shut you guys up.
I was going to go try to show her my rubric. No, she's in bed.
I heard something about a three-way.
You said three-way communication about died.
Where did you come up with three-way communication? What the? Did I say that? Yeah, you said three-way communication.
Yes, you did.
Well, you know, it's communication between the listener, me, and you, so that's three ways. I've been doing a long day, guys.
It's really late.
All right, dude. Thanks, Anthony.
All right. I'll see you later. I hope everyone enjoyed this little breadcrumb.
Remember. Little breadcrumb. Remember that you can call us and leave a short recorded message with a question or a comment that we may be able to play on the show at 859-257-1849. That number is 859-257-1849. You can also reach us on Twitter, Facebook, or by email. And for any of that information, again, visit philosophybakesbread.com.
This has been Dr. Anthony Cascio, Dr. Eric Weber, Dr. Annie Davis Weber with Philosophy Bakes Bread, food for thought. About life and leadership.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed a little chuckle with me, Annie, and Anthony in a funny, what was for us anyway, a funny moment on the show. That was Philosophy Bakes Bread, episodes 25 and 26, where 26 was just a short little breadcrumb episode, as we call them. If you enjoyed the show, you know what? Reach out to us. There's all those ways in which we just told you can get a hold of us. And you can listen to prior episodes, of course, if you go to philosophybakesbread.com. We really love to hear what people think of the show. And you know, we've actually, for what it's worth, just this week posted a new logo. We've got a new logo for the show. You can go see it at any of the places where we have pictures, which I guess means our website, philosophybakesbread.com, our Twitter account, @philosophybb, and our Facebook page, Philosophy Bakes Bread. If you search for that on Facebook, you'll find us there. Let us know what you think of the new logo. If you'd be interested in a new T-shirt, let us know that, too. We're moving in that direction, and we may have some of those available for sale soon. We'd love to hear what you think, and we really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you all about philosophy, and the feedback we get from people is just awesome. You know, we've gotten a lot of really cool feedback, just not, you know, not the least of which, and you know, is for instance, Phil, who's left us great voicemails, Chris and company, who's got some friends who are here in Lexington, Kentucky, in federal prison, and who get a chance to listen to Philosophy Bakes Bread when it airs on the radio. We really appreciate the feedback we get from you guys. We've gotten feedback from Australia, from Spain, from, you know, all over the U.S., and we love what we hear from you guys, and we do this on a shoestring. This is something we do for fun. We do it remotely with Skype and such, and we get people volunteering to be on the show. And I will say, of course, the great resource that we do have is WRFL here in Lexington, 88.1 FM. We are so incredibly grateful to have the opportunity to air this show and to put this stuff out there. I mean, anybody can have a podcast. It's one thing. And it is cool to have a podcast, and I love podcasts. But it's even cooler, first of all, to have a rooted home place and people we get to talk to every time. And then it's also cool for that, you know, work and discussion to be available for not only the folks here after the fact, but also people out in the world elsewhere around the world who can then download the episodes, listen to them, let us know what they think, and so forth. Well, again, thank you so much. I am Dr. Eric Thomas Weber. I am here with you for, let's see, until for another 45 minutes or so on WRFL. Thank you for listening to Philosophy Bakes Bread, and we're going to have some music from here on out for you, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.